I'm at the Guardian Learn news desk stand with Emma Drury, one of the editors. Emma, just talk me through what this service does.
It's the Guardian's news service for schools. So we have two different articles every day that we write from the Guardian. And with that, we have podcasts. We also do a vote. We have tickers. And we also link every news article to lesson activities that are linked to the curriculum.
It sounds like a really good idea. Let me ask you, why has it taken so long to arrive? Because the Guardian's really been at the forefront of using multimedia in education and indeed as a news outlet.
It has, and I don't know, it's a simple answer, because I sit behind the scenes kind of dutifully writing my bit. I think people have taken a while to actually kind of hook onto the idea of using news in that way in schools. I think a lot of people kind of might have something up in the morning, you know, that's a news story, they kind of go, oh, look, what's this? But actually our service goes deeper than that, because a teacher can use it for a whole lesson. Each lesson is planned for an hour and it's linked to the curriculum. For teachers, it's a godsend, because you can just, you know, put the kids on it and away you go, and you've got everything that you need. You need to do any more planning ever.
Presumably this is web-based, so it doesn't matter whether you're on a PC or a Mac.
No, it doesn't matter whether you're on a PC or a Mac at all. It works for both.
And the $6 million question, how much does all of this cost?
It costs anything from £150 for a small primary to about £450 for a large secondary. But at the moment, it's free.
Sounds good. How do you get onto it for free?
If you just log on, it's www.learn.co.uk. It'll ask you for login, which you can use the words amnesty and password amnesty, as we're running a competition with Amnesty International at the moment.
Sounds brilliant. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. There you go.